The case of Palladino versus Corbett involves a couple married in Massachusetts in 2005, where same-sex marriage was legal, who then moved to Pennsylvania. Speaking outside the federal courthouse in Philadelphia, plaintiffs Kara Palladino and Isabel Barker say they want this state to acknowledge the legality of their marriage.
We're just living our lives, and we're looking for a court to sort of back us up in terms of recognizing our relationship.
And I think granting the legal protections that I think we certainly deserve in terms of, you know, wanting to just live our lives and raise our child.
The justice in this case, senior U.S. District Judge Mary McLaughlin, asked the state's lawyers how the law could stand after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down part of the Defense of Marriage Act last year. That decision requires the federal government to recognize same-sex marriages from states where they're permitted. Justice Anthony Kennedy's majority opinion uses strong language to describe the harm gay couples experience without that recognition. Lawyers for the state responded, the decision also affirms the rights of individual states to make their own marriage rules. In this case, a traditional definition of marriage tied to procreation. After the hearing, the lawyer for the plaintiffs, Michael Banks, said the fundamental issue in this case
is whether the right of our clients, Ms. Barker and Ms. Palladino, to marry has been taken away from them solely because of their sexual orientation.
In the aftermath of last summer's Supreme Court ruling, 8 states have seen their laws prohibiting same-sex marriage overturned, making it likely the issue will return to the high court. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.